post-pandemic stress disorder. Seriously? There's a reason heart attacks and blood clots are about to become a lot more common, but the vaccine has nothing to do with it, apparently. By Kit Knightley. Doctors are warning that hundreds of thousands of people in the UK could be at increased risk of heart disease or cardiac events. Speaking to the Evening Standard, the psychological therapist Mark Rayner and vascular surgeon Tahir Hussain said that the UK could see, quote, 300,000 new patients with heart issues, unquote, in the near future. What's to blame? Well, that would be post-pandemic stress disorder, a new condition, quote, yet to be recognised, unquote, even though, quote, many experts believe it should be, unquote. It's a totally real thing. They didn't just completely make it up. Don't be cynical. You see, all the quote-unquote pandemic-related anxiety and stress has taken such a toll on the public that doctors are predicting a 5% increase in heart disease nationwide, and not just in the elderly and infirm. According to Dr. Hussain, he is already seeing, quote, a big increase in thrombotic-related vascular conditions in my practice. Far younger patients are being admitted and requiring surgical and medical intervention than prior to the pandemic. End quote. Now, some of you demented anti-vaxxers out there might be asking crazy questions like, could this increase in blood clots and heart disease be linked to injecting millions of people with an untested vaccine? But that's absurd, and I told you to stop being cynical. Yes, fine. In the interests of fairness, we should mention it was recently reported that the AstraZeneca jab can cause blood clots. The link is available in the article. It turns out all the people saying that back in March weren't just conspiracy theorists spreading misinformation after all. They were totally right. But the clots are only rare, so don't worry. And they sort of know what causes it now, so future batches might be fine. And yes, also in the interests of fairness, it's true that both the Pfizer and Moderna shots can cause heart issues too. Both, according to the CDC, can cause pericarditis and myocarditis, the complications of which include heart attacks, heart failure, and strokes. The UK government has even produced special guidelines for dealing with myocarditis, quote, following COVID-19 vaccination, unquote. But just like the blood clots, this is very rare. Obviously not so rare you don't need a special guiding document on how to deal with it, but still very, very rare. The point is, yes, all the major COVID vaccines are known to have cardiac-related side effects, and yes, some doctors are now predicting a major spike in heart-related health problems, but these are totally unrelated. Frankly, the very idea this could be a media psyop designed to do preemptive damage control is ridiculous. Stop being cynical. Any connection between heart problems and vaccines is just bad luck or a coincidence. It's really just the stress. Don't ask questions about the vaccine. Don't decide to not get the vaccine. And certainly don't worry about what's in the vaccine. Worrying causes stress, which, unlike vaccines, causes heart problems. Just get the shot. And the second dose, and the booster, every 3 months, and the updated doses for the variants. Just to be safe, get 4 shots a year, every year, for the rest of your natural life, and or until you drop dead of a heart attack, due to stress. Don't be cynical. Unlike The Guardian, Off Guardian are not funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, or any other NGO or government. So a few coins in our jar to help keep us going are always appreciated. Thank you.